This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said June 6th that Representative John Faso and other House Republicans from New York have violated their oaths of office and defrauded voters. Quote, "And we are telling you those are not just words," Cuomo said, vowing for the first time in recent years to campaign hard for the Democratic opponents to Faso and other New York Republicans in Congress. Quote, "Today I charge Congressman Faso and Collins and their colleagues with violating their oath of office to represent the interest of the people of the state of New York," Cuomo said to Cheers at a Manhattan rally. Quote, "I also charge them with defrauding the voters of this state. They said they would help their districts. They said they would help the struggling middle class. They're doing the exact opposite," end quote. Cuomo has only donated his own money to a New York Democrat running in a congressional race once since 2011 and twice since 2006. National Republican Congressional Committee spokesman Chris Martin responded to Cuomo's attack with a statement. Quote, "It comes as no surprise that Andrew Cuomo is lashing out so hysterically to deflect from his failed record. Under Cuomo's liberal tax and spend agenda, New York remains one of the unfriendliest states for businesses in the country, and Democratic House candidates will be forced to explain that fact to voters," end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Daniel Zuckerman reports in the Daily Mail that Representative John Faso spoke to Greene County Republicans June 4th. While Faso sometimes does not announce public appearances until a few hours before he makes them and has not held traditional town hall meetings like Democratic and Republican predecessors Scott Murphy and Chris Gibson, he did mingle with the Greene County Republican Committee at the 25th annual Joe Garland Memorial Family Picnic in Freehold. Faso claimed a tax bill and passing the American Health Care Act are on his agenda for the next 2 weeks. Faso also claimed to be open to holding town meetings, but then said, quote, "What we've seen around the country is these town halls, so to speak, that are used as really just a means to wave signs and shout. That's not something conducive for constituents to be able to ask a question and hear an answer," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that Mayor Tom Curran hopes that charging the public to use taxpayer facilities will encourage more public use of the town's buildings and parks. Quote, "The fees should be set to encourage the use of village property, to encourage businesses and organizations to come to the village to hold events," Mayor Tom Curran said before the May 25th meeting when the town voted to raise fees. "Now Chatham will charge a $1,000 fee for closing Main Street for events and a $550 fee for closing Park Row. Using the second floor of the Tracy Memorial Village Hall costs $30 and the full building is $60 for a one-day event. The town gazebo and the green space around it will cost $30 and using the parking lot at Depot Square will cost $75. Using the parking lot near the Tracy Memorial would also cost $75. Chatham Area Business and Arts President Chom Chulak noted that Chatham is now the only village charging fees to use public spaces. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman reports that the Sullivan County farm that hosted the Woodstock concert in 1969 has been added to the state and national registers of historic places, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced June 6th. Nothing much else besides cows grazing happened at Max Yasker's dairy farm, except for 400,000 people showing up for a few days in 1969 to see Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and The Who. The Bethel Woods Center for the Arts performance venue and the museum at Bethel Woods opened years after the concert because of interest in the event. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.